Referencing complex data using RoomBookmark underscore border. Table of contents. Use type converters. Control type converter initialization. Understand why Room doesn't allow object references. Room provides functionality for converting between primitive and box types but doesn't allow for object references between entities. This document explains how to use type converters and why Room doesn't support object references. Use type converters. Sometimes, you need your app to store a custom data type in a single database column. You support custom types by providing type converters, which are methods that tell Room how to convert custom types to and from known types that Room can persist. You identify type converters by using the @typeconverter annotation. Note, Room 2.3 and higher includes a default type converter for persisting enums. Existing type converters take precedence over the default, but if you have not already defined a type converter for enums, then you don't need to define one. Suppose you need to persist instances of date in your Room database. Room doesn't know how to persist date objects, so you need to define type converters. Kotlin Java. Class converters, @typeconvertorFun from timestamp, value, long, date, return value, .let, date, it, @typeconvertorFun date to timestamp, date, date, long, return date, .time, .toLong. This example defines two type converter methods, one that converts a date object to a long object, and one that performs the inverse conversion from long to date. Because Room knows how to persist long objects, it can use these converters to persist date objects. Next, you add the @typeconverters annotation to the app database class so that Room knows about the converter class that you have defined. Kotlin Java. @database, entities equals array of, user, class, version equals 1, @typeconverters, converters, class, abstract class app database, Room database, abstract fun user DAO, user DAO. With these type converters defined, you can use your custom type in your entities and DAOs just as you would use primitive types. Kotlin Java. @EnterToData class user, private val birthday, date. @DAO interface user DAO, @query, select asterisk from user where birthday equals, target date, fun find users born on date, target date, date list, user. In this example, Room can use the defined type converter everywhere because you annotated app database with @type converters. However, you can also scope type converters to specific entities or DAOs by annotating your @entity or @DAO classes with @type converters. Control type converter initialization. Ordinarily, Room handles instantiation of type converters for you. However, sometimes you might need to pass additional dependencies to your type converter classes, which means that you need your app to directly control initialization of your type converters. In that case, annotate your converter class with @provided type converter. Kotlin Java. @provided type converter class example converter, @typeconvertorFun string to example, string, string, example type, @typeconvertorFun example to string, example, example type, string. Then, in addition to declaring your converter class in @typeconverters, use the roomdatabase.builder.addTypeConverter method to pass an instance of your converter class to the Room database builder. Kotlin Java. Valdb equals room.databasebuilder, .addTypeConverter, example converter instance, .build. Understand why Room doesn't allow object references. Key takeaway, Room disallows object references between entity classes. Instead, you must explicitly request the data that your app needs. Mapping relationships from a database to the respective object model is a common practice and works very well on the server side. Even when the program loads fields as they're accessed, the server still performs well. However, on the client side, This type of lazy loading isn't feasible because it usually occurs on the UI thread, and querying information on disk in the UI thread creates significant performance problems. The UI thread typically has about 16 milliseconds to calculate and draw an activity's updated layout, so even if a query takes only 5 milliseconds, it's still likely that your app will run out of time to draw the frame, causing noticeable visual glitches. The query could take even more time to complete if there's a separate transaction running in parallel, or if the device is running other disk-intensive tasks. If you don't use lazy loading, however, your app fetches more data than it needs, creating memory consumption problems. Object relational mappings usually leave this decision to developers so that they can do whatever is best for their app's use cases. Developers usually decide to share the model between their app and the UI. This solution doesn't scale well, however, because as the UI changes over time, the shared model creates problems that are difficult for developers to anticipate and debug. For example, consider a UI that loads a list of book objects, with each book having an author object. You might initially design your queries to use lazy loading to have instances of book retrieve the author. The first retrieval of the author field queries the database. Sometime later, you realize that you need to display the author name in your app's UI, as well. You can access this name easily enough, as shown in the following code snippet. Kotlin Java. Author name textview.text equals book.author.name. However, this seemingly innocent change causes the author table to be queried on the main thread. If you query author information ahead of time, it becomes difficult to change how data is loaded if you no longer need that data. For example, if your app's UI no longer needs to display author information, your app effectively loads data that it no longer displays, wasting valuable memory space. Your app's efficiency degrades even further if the author class references another table, such as books. To reference multiple entities at the same time using Room, you instead create a POJO that contains each entity, then write a query that joins the corresponding tables. This well-structured model, combined with Room's robust query validation capabilities, allows your app to consume fewer resources when loading data, improving your app's performance and user experience.